Doesn't mention the Zaka Mamre Abi Bezin, Shinemar, Zaka Mamre is to a Bezin. Meaning he has to be Mamre Abi Bezin. Zakain Mamre Abi Bezin. It's Zakain who rebels against Bezin. Tayvav Amid Bezin. Shinemar Kipolu Mukhadavar La Mishpat. Something will be hidden in judgment. So we're talking about Bezin Agadim. Shloisha Batidinim Ayisham. There were three Batidinim in the vicinity of the Harabayas area. Echad Yoshua Pesach Harabayas, which Rashi learns, is not the outside door of the Harabayas, but rather the door between the Chil and the Ezra's Nashim, which is a little bit further up. The Echad Yoshua Pesach Azara, which is between the Ezra's Nashim and the Ezra's Yisrael, which is the Azara proper. The Azara proper starts with what we call the Ezra's Yisrael. Again, I did not understand how you place this with the steps there. Top of the steps and bottom of the steps, I'm not 100% sure. The Echad Yoshua Lishkas Hagazus, which is off the side of the Azara, and it's half for Kaddish and half for Chayil. Sanhedrin sat in the half of the Chayil.
Yeah,
what
is the first door? Remember from the verse of Shai's Tombs and Towers that there are various rooms which go under, which have an entrance to a certain place, men go under.
Again, but under the steps. It's under the... Again, it doesn't say... All I said is I don't know where it was. I can speculate, I can make things up, but I don't know. Yes?
These were 23?
Yeah, these were all 23, besides the last one of Lishkas
Hagadus.
Was the 71. 70 or 71. This is the way I learned, this is the way my friends learned. Some of they know the answer, Amrulahem, and Lav, if they don't know the answer, or he disputes their answer, they all go to the Bez Nagodl, which is in Lishkas Hagodl, Shemimenu Terry Yaita Terry Lechol Yisrael. From there, Terry comes out to all Yisrael. Shanamar, in Amokimahu Ashayivchar Hashem. Chazal Yirai, who went back to his city, Shana Velamad, Kederach Shari Lamad, and he kept on teaching the way he used to teach. Putter. As long as it's just theoretical teaching, it's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but he's putter. The Myra Lasa is Chayev. Whoever he tells people to do differently, he's Chayev. Shanam Rabbi Isha Shiyas for the Zodain, one who does in the Mazin, Eni Yechayev Ashiyar Lasa. Talmud Shari Lasa is putter, a non fit person, Bezin, who paskins to do his putter, because he's not a Zod, he's not Roy Lamit Zahra. Imtu Chumroi, because we're stringent and don't let him paskin, Kulai ends up saving his life. He's not a Zakim Amri. Tarabanaki Yipolimim Chodavar. The Muflush of a Bezin Akas and Medaber means an authorized Bezin. Yipolim is a legend of an expert. It also means covered, but it also means a Mufla. Mufla, usually we use the term Mufla as the best. Here Mufla is being used as a person capable of being in a Bezin. That refers to something that advises for Ibur Hashanah. That's called Eitzah. When you came out, one who thinks in Hashem bad, Yayetz Bliyal, who advises to throw away the yoke. So all we're trying to show is that the word M'cha goes with Yayetz. We're using it in a positive connotation, talking about Ibur Hashanah. The Pasuk is using the word Yayetz, obviously, as a Taina. That is a Pasuk in Nachum. Davar is a halacha, zu halacha. Tipol mimcha davar, that referring to an argument over halacha l'mayishim Sinai, l'mishpat zehadin, it's an argument over gzereshava, l'dam l'dam b'dam nidim l'dam l'edim l'dam ziva, again, three different kinds of blood that they can be arguing about with karas consequences, b'dim l'dim b'dim nefashas dinim mamanas dinim makas, again, three types of din that they might be arguing about with karas consequences. Again, three times in the Goyim that they're arguing about with Karas consequences. Divrei Elu Acharam and Verachem Vagdashis. Divrei refers to things that are done through words, which is either Erechem, which is the Torah set value per age, per gender, Charamim, which a person donates, which can either go to Ben HaKavayis or Kahanim, which is the one we'll discuss, and Agdashis, which is regular being Magdish to Ben HaKavayis. Revites arguments to Ashkar Saita, which comes about in an argument between husband and wife, Arivas Egla, which is an argument that led to a murder, Uvataris Mitzaira, which is a Lashon Hara, which again comes about from argument. Vakat Bisharecha, the fact that it says in your city, Zuleka Shechopeya, which the Torah refers to as Bisharecha. Again, the individual arguments in all these cases the Gemara will elaborate on. Come to me, Bezin, should get up from the local Bezin, Elisa, go up, Malamit, Shabbat, Hamigdish, Gavai, Marit, Yisrael, Gavai, Mikol, Aratzis. The Kamigdish is higher than Eretz Yisrael is higher than all other lands. They have to be located in the Lushkas Hagazas. If not, the person does not become a Zalkim Amre. So Mishlam Mabeis HaMikdash Gvay Meretz Yisrael Bechsev Alisa. We learn enough from this Pasuk. Meretz Yisrael Gvay Mekol Arotos Menolui. Where is there a Pasuk that tells us that Meretz Yisrael is the highest land? Bechsev L'chein Hina Yom and Bomim Hashem. Days are coming, Hashem says. But while Yom Ruchai Hashem Hashem Elis Mnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. They will not say, and praise Hashem, that he let Eretz Kal Yisrael out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Timchai Hashem Hashem L'Hashem Yisrael Beis Yisrael Meretz Sprayna, in the land of the north, and Mikol HaRatzah Sashidachtim Shem, from all other lands that has room there, the Yeshvel Admasam, and the Yashvel Admasam, and they will settle on their land. This is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Nachloikas Tanoim, how to interpret it in Brachas, whether that means there won't be a mitzvah of Schiris Yitzis Mitzrayim anymore after Mashiach comes, will be replaced by the mitzvah of remembering the Kibbutz Goyis, or Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim will take second seat to Zechiras Golos. But the pasuk is definitely saying that either the main emphasis or the only emphasis, Machlokes Tanoim and the Gemara, right? We say Pesach night, they're saying that we will mention Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Blazman Azari says we won't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim L'maisa Mashiach. That's how to learn this pasuk. Because the pasuk says they won't say Mitzrayim anymore. They'll only talk about Kibbutz Goyis. Well, only is the Shiloh. They'll talk about Kibbutz Goyis. Question is it saying that this will be the main one, or is it saying this will be the only one? It's a Sugyum Brachas. It's not for now. That's the Gemara by the Tanna Rabba. Zakim Marmei Nechayim Ela Dover Shizayin Nechayim Shishin Kasa Chasa Sivu Reb Heret. Zakim Marmei is only Chayim in an argument that could lead to a Karis consequence. The Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, whether the Pesach has to lead to a Karis consequence when it's done by the Zakim Mamre, or it's a Shiloh that could have Karis consequences. Right? If they argue about Chametz being Asav Ano on the sixth hour, now, that itself is not going to give anybody Karis, but it could result in a Kedushin done with that money which could lead to Karis. So is the argument by itself enough to make a Zakim Mamre? Or it has to be a case where it wasn't a gay a Kedushin and the Zakim Mamre Paskin based on his Zak. That's the Machlokes Rishayim, what the Gemara means here, it has to have Zayin and Karis. Rabbi Yehuda Ibn Maltav HaShikr with Divrei Seifrim, Divrei Taira, has to be something that has its basis in Chumash, meaning it's something explicit. However, Perushim and Divrei Seifrim, the explanation is Taira Shabal Peh. Rabbi Shimon Ibn Maltav HaShikr,
he's not limiting it to...
Well, that's a Shailah. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you don't need Zayin and Karis or Shikr HaSachatos. Rabbi Yehuda is saying you can have one of two ways, either Zayin and Karis or Shikr HaSachatos, or Davar Sheikr with different Tyre Perushim with different Seifrim. Meaning, some of the cases before are not necessarily Perushim with different Seifrim. So that's the Shaila. The Rambam learned that Yud is adding, even if it's not Zainakar, if it's Ikrim with different Tyre Perushim with different Seifrim, one can become a Zakamam, right? So we pass them like a Yehuda. So the question is, are we dismissing Rameyer, or are we adding to Rameyer?
The one says later on, explains to me that Rabbi Meir says should be going to everybody.
Well, according to the Rambam, it's Rameyer Shita, which Rabbi Yehuda agrees to, but adds to.
And the pasuk that we're going to be parshing is all...
That's in Rameyer. The Gemara says it in Rameyer.
It doesn't fit into Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, if you learn that Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing, but adding, it fits into Rabbi Yehuda as well. Even if they're arguing in a limud the divrei seifrim, it's not ikrim a divrei taira. That itself would also make a person a zaktim amr. That's the Gemara vayt. My time is Rameir gomer davar davar. Ksiv hachik yipolim chod davar la mishpah. They won't know a davar. Ksivasim gavlam davar mei nankol. Talking about when Bezim brings a parhelm davar shal tzibu when they pass can wrong. And the psak wrong has to be something that pertains. Ma'ala alon davar shal chayim azayin akar shal shikras al chatas. The Gemara in Hurias learns out that the psak of Bezim has to pertain to an avera that would entail karas b'meizet and achatas b'shagik for the individual. Avkan davar shal chayim azayin akar shal shikras al chatas. The argument about the Zakti Mamre has to be in a similar thing. Yehuda api atayra she yerucha, adik atayra vi yerucha. There has to be something beferish in the tayra, plus a yerucha, a tayra shabbat explanation. Reb Shimon ashe yidlu chaman amokim ahu api lekaldu. Anything they tell you, regardless of whether it is tayra, based on tayra, not based on chumash, it can be an argument of Zakim Amra. Amalei Rav Huna b'achim l'rava. Targum yidlu hamas nisim libe der mayor. He please explain the previous rice that we brought all those cases. He showed me how they pertain to Karas.
He wasn't concerned about
Yehuda?
Again, that's the Shaila. If Rabbi Yehuda argues, just wanted to know if Rabbi Meir could explain it, Rabbi Yehuda obviously would not be able to explain it. That wouldn't be Rabbi Yehuda's brisa.
It sounds like the way he phrased it, but he didn't have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda.
Well, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir's sheet that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to, so we just go to Rabbi Meir. Explain it to him. The pasuk is talking about muflush of a bezin. Right. That knows how to be ma'aber shanim and to be kvei chadashim. Is it not? What argument would there be? They testify that ibra shanim can take place all of others. Because other Tanoim said it's limited to Purim. Now, if the Zakamamri paskins one way and Bezim paskins the other, they have different Pesachs. It's the Gaya Karis. Either way, it is a different Pesach, and he's going to be Matzah Chametz and Pesach. Gavar is a halacha. Zu halacha is Achar Asar. That's the halacha of the Negeya day 11. Meaning, the halacha is that during the 11 days they need the lanida, the 11 days that it's impossible for a woman to become a nida, she discharges blood 1 or 2 days, she has to keep one clean day. It's 1 or 2 consecutive days. If she discharges blood 3 consecutive days, she becomes a zava. She now needs 7 clean days before she can revert to becoming a nida. Now, the halacha is, and this is clear, that it's only a woman that sees blood on day 11 does not have to keep a clean day. Because since the next day wouldn't help her in her zivus anyway, so there the halacha l'maishim Sinai said clearly that the 11th day does not need shimur. The argument is, does the 11th day have to act as a shimur for day 10? With one Amir is saying, since she can't become a zavag daila, included in the halacha l'maishim Sinai was that the 11th day is different in two ways. One, that for seeing on the 11th day she doesn't need shimur. Two, that for seeing on 10th day, 11th day doesn't have to act as shimur. On the other hand, the Amish says, no. The halacha l'maishim Sinai just said a woman who sees on day 11 doesn't need shimur. But if she sees on day 10, she does need shimur on day 11. That's the machloikis that they're arguing. Just like by 9, she has to keep 10 clean. And if she sees again on 10, she has to keep 11 clean because she could turn into a zavag daila. That's called a zavag daila, regular zavag.
Again, she sees 2 days, she keeps how many days?
1 day.
Just one. It's always 1 day.
Always 1 day, unless it's 3 days. So, Melakisha Masiri Kakarasar. Meaning the halacha l'maishim Sinai that made day 11 different is only in what she sees on day 11. She doesn't need shimur, but day 11 itself serves as shimur for day 10. The 11th day does not act as a shimur to day 10 either, because she no longer can become a zava, so there's no reason for shemaris shem kenegadim. Basically, is shemaris shem kenegadim a halacha in itself, or is it only when it can lead to zava gedayla? That's basically what it boils down to. Now, everybody agrees that the halacha of shimur is only within the 11th day. So if she sees on day 11, there is no clean day to keep, because the next day is no longer in that and her body doesn't function anymore in the same way. So a clean day or non-clean day wouldn't prove anything. So there's nothing to keep a clean day for. That's that. Mishpat Zahadin, they're arguing over Gzereshava. Vimbita Manisasai. The Gzereshava that says that a person who has a relationship with his own daughter gets Sreifa. Terry talks about his own granddaughter, Terry doesn't talk about her daughter, doesn't talk about his daughter, but we learn how to Gzereshava of Haina to make it Usher and Zima to give it Sreifa. There is no argument, but that's what the Tzavki Mamre was arguing on. We don't have to find the Tana that holds like him.
I mean, we were busy finding out who holds like what.
That's only because that's a machloikis we know of in that case. In this case, we know of Xeri Shava. We don't know of a machloikis, but it doesn't make a difference. But Mai said that's what he's arguing on.
So he's holding this.
Remember, he's wrong. We don't have to exonerate him here.
Yeah, the first place he's referring to?
Right. He said any other place, we have a machloikis that we base it on here. It's just they're arguing over the machloekas zakai v'mal rabbanon. The tanya, the tan, dam ayorik, yellowish, greenish discharge. Akavi v'malal matamim v'chacham mitarim. Napkamina is nidus, which is 7 days, not seven clean days in those days. If you start from day one of Dam HaYoruk, you end the day seven earlier. If you start later when it turns red, it's a kula at the beginning, but a chumra at the end. And therefore, it can result in karas. Dam Leidim Abukta Delar Belevi. We talked about this, and that is a woman has days that it's called Dam Tayar, between 15 and 80 of a girl, and between 8 and 30, 40 of a boy. Now, if the question is, does Dam Tayar need a break in the blood, in the discharge, and then a new discharge starts? Or does it automatically switch over even though she's discharging? Meaning, woman gives birth, could she go to the mikvah at the end of day 7 even though she's still bleeding? And from now on, that same blood is Dam Tayar. Or do we say, if she stops bleeding, she goes to the mikvah, and then the next blood that comes will be Dam Tayar. The same is true on the other end. She's bleeding past day 40 or past day 80. What was Dam Tayar? No, she didn't stop. Does it remain Dam Tayar and she remains mutter to her husband? And she doesn't become a nida unless she stops and starts again? Or do we say she automatically becomes a nida on the night of 41? Which is the way we paskin, on the night of 41. Because the blood has now ended, it's Dam Tayar. That's a Machlokes Rav and Levi, and it has karas consequences on both ends. It's the same source of blood, Atayra to Masav, Atayra to Rasa, even though she's constantly bleeding. There are two different sources. Nistam Hator, Tameh Niftach Hator. We need one to close for the other to open, and then Nistam Hator to Niftach Hatameh. Dam Ziva, the Pukta Rav Lezer Rav Yeshua. This is an argument about when a woman stops having childbirth pain and she's bleeding, how long does this stop in childbirth pain have to be in order to tell us that what she saw was not childbirth blood, but rather Ziva's blood? And one man the Amr says 24 hours, and one man the Amr says it has to be a calendar day. Again, with Kara's consequences. If she's a Zava, she needs 7 clean days. She's not a Zava, she does not need 7 clean days. And that makes an Aptamina when she end of 7 days of a Zachar, or end of 14 days of an Akeva, if she wasn't a Zava, she goes to the mikvah, even though she had no 7 clean days, she was a Zava, she has to wait for 7 clean days, which can take sometime longer. So, the time Kishas the Shleish Yom B'tet Achadar Seyayim, if she had 3 days of childbirth pain and bleeding, if she stopped having pain, the ace for ace at 24 hour period, the Yoda, Harizu Yoledes B'zayv Divar Rebbe Eliezer. She's not a Yoledes B'Goyim unless it's Laila V'Yayim Kilele Shabbos V'Yayim. It has to be a 24 hour period that goes on a calendar day. So a 2 to 2 or a 4 in the afternoon to 4 in the afternoon would not be good enough. It would have to be from Shkia to the next Shkia. However, this stop does not have to be she stops bleeding, she stops having pain. Period. Bein din l'din. There's three kinds of dins that can have karas consequences. Din mamonis, din nefashis, din mamonis. Din mamonis will put to the shmuv rabba v'odam or shmuv shnayim shidonu din hem din or shenikrim v'ezim katsuf. Two people that judge, their judgment is a judgment, and therefore the money collected through that judgment is valid, and it's not zela. Kedushin is a valid kedushin. According to the other man, the Amar, the Kedushin was done with stolen money, so it's an invalid Kedushin. Now, Ketumina would be if somebody lives with her, is it Karis or not? Or if someone else makes Kedushin afterwards, whose Kedushin is valid? Before Amar, the Dibrakov ain't the name then. Dini Nefarshis, the book of the Rabbi Rabbanat. And Rabbi Aimim, the Sasa Nevish Takus Nevish Mammon, that if Mishavim Hara Gezev pays money, Asaimim Mammon and Nevish Mammish, maybe it means he gets killed. Them in the Sina Lamaila, but them in the Sina Lamata says the words in Asata, and it says the words in Nassam by Dmei Vlonis, by paying for fetuses. Ma'alalam Mammon Avka Mammon. And that Nakloikis is, the Arshim grabbed the money. Now, if they're entitled to it, then it's not, if the Kedushin is a good Kedushin, if they use it for Kedushin. They're not entitled to it, it's Zela, and again, Karish consequences. And the Mak is the book to the Rishmael Rabbanah Ditnan, Mak is begimel, Bisham Rabishmael Amru Bachav Gimel. Mak is given with a bezin of 3, Rabishmael says with a bezin of 23. Again, Mak is was given, according to Rishmael, Mak is given with 3, the 3 Dayanim have to pay for damages. Somebody grabbed the money. Is it the guy that, if the victim grabbed the money, is it his? That will depend on the Machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel. And again, with Karis consequences if it's used for Kedushin. Ve'nega l'nega, ve'nige adam, nige batam, nige begadam. Three kinds of Negoim they can be arguing about with Karis consequences. Because a Tamei Negoim comes into the Beis HaMikdash, makes things Tamei. Or you bring in a Beged to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Chi of Karis. Right? So that's going to mean three machloekes, then is the person or beg it tame. Not. Sorry, Tigay Adam. They put it in the Shuvah Rabbanah. It's not him. If Harris can't even say, I love him tame, I'm saying, I love him, can't even say, Harris tame. If the only way it becomes tame is if the white spot was there before the hair turned white. Not, it's tar. Suffolk tame, tumas vadai. And if Shuvah and Mekeha, my Keha, I'm a Rav Keha tahar. And therefore, you can have an argument whether a guy is tame or not. Now, the only way I can answer, Corey asked me a question this week, and that is by Negoim, unlike any other halacha, if the Kayan says tar, even if the guy is tame, he's not tame. So here is the Zaki Mamre paskining, let's say, like a Yeshua, saying, tell the guy tar. And the Kayan says tar. So he asked, what Kara's consequence is there? There's no Kara's consequence. The Kayan told him tar. And as long as the Kayan says tahar, he's not tame. The only thing I can think of is that one Kayan told him tame and one Kayan told him tahar, and he goes and asks which Kayan he should listen to, that would be determined by the correctness of the Kayan. See, Negoim is different than any other Shiloh. When I call a Rav and ask him, is my pot trafe or not trafe, it's not the Rav that's making a trafe. The Rav is just telling me what the halacha said about it. If the Rav tells me it's kosher and it's really trafe, I'm eating trafe. I have a good teretz when I get to Bez and Shemayla, but meanwhile I'm eating Christ. Whereas in the Negoim, the Nega is not a Nega until the Kayim proclaims a Tameh, even if the guy had it for the last week. If he didn't ask, and now he comes a week later to ask, he becomes Tameh the moment the Kayim says Tameh. Right? That's why the Kayim says, clean out the house, take everything out. Because before he says the word Tameh, it's not Tameh. It's the only case that we find that the Kayim Sak creates the Tumah, not well, obviously, the Kayan sack on the physical symptoms, right? But without the Kayan sack, the physical symptoms themselves do not create anything. So you have to say over here that they are two different Sakim, and the Zakimami is telling him which Kayan to listen to. Because if not, if the Kayan Zatar, even if it's wrong, but the Kayan Zatar, so he's not a Matara.
They
don't take him to Yishlai. Yeah, they're having a halachic argument. They go to Yerushalayim.
There's also a DNA Kohanim, based in Kohanim, right?
I have no idea what you're asking now. You want to know whether Kohanim have to be on the Bezin? Safri says there has to be some Kohanim on the Bezin.
I think there's a basin of Kohanim. You take them to Kohanim.
No. But on Kohanim al Avim, the Safri brings a riot from there that on the Bezin HaGadol there has to be Kohanim. But that has ma'akev, just machatchila, it's a big shayla, it's nothing to do with that.
Somebody, I can't remember, I read where the basin of Kohanim.
That has nothing to do with the Zakimah. At least that my research showed me. No riot.
I don't remember the second half of it. There's more and more cousin talking about the Muflads, and Hesper says, remember that you say that the Talyum Nilsa in the words of the Kohen?
Yeah, or the words of the Kohen.
Or
what? There's no
the
R. There's no or.
There wasn't an or?
There's no or.
Okay. That's what I remember.
There is no or. That's why Corey's question was. Only thing I could think of as I thought about it, I looked around to see if anybody talks about it I didn't see, but is that if you have two Kohanim, and one says Tameh, one says Tohar, he goes to the Rav to ask which Kayan's right. And that could have Kara's consequence.
What does the Rav do with
it?
Well, he has to tell him which is right. The Rav is the one that knows Halacha. The Kayan is the one that says he's Tameh or Tohar.
As soon as the first Kohen says something, that's it.
One second. If it's Tameh and the physical symptoms aren't there, the Rav says the Kayan's wrong, it's over.
Kayan
says Tameh, and he's not really Tameh. He's not Tameh.
Really?
Yeah, how can the Kayan make a guy... If a guy is really very vindicative, he walks over to a guy and says, you're a Mitzvah, can't do that.
No, the guy's got to come to the show to him.
Fine, but if it's not Tameh, the Rav says the Kayan Paskin wrong. You don't become Tameh if the Pesach was wrong. You don't become Tameh till the Kayan says Tameh. Both are true. Kayan can't make a guy a Mitzvah if he's not halakhically a Mitzvah. All the halakhidish is that being a halakhically a Mitzvah is not enough. Through the Kohen proclaims Tameh.
In a normal case, somebody goes to show the Kohen something.
And he paskins the correct way. That's the normal case.
Right, now
if he mispaskins Tameh, you go to a Paisik and he says the Kohen was wrong.
Now the guy goes into a whole new concept. He goes right into the rabbi. He said Tameh as he writes.
Well, it's his prerogative. Usually the Kohen has learned the halacha well. Usually the Kohen has an attending rabbi to make sure he's right. That's what the Mishnah says. then a kohen who doesn't know the halacha brings along his attending rabbi. That's the Gemara right. The Nigibatim, what's the machlekes? The Nigibatim, the Pukta, the Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbanu, the Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, Loilam in Abayis, Tom, Ashi, Rabbi Shnei, Gris, and Mashtei, Abonu, Mashtei, Kstom, and Mekarin, Zavis. There has to be 2x1 Gris, and each wall has to have a Gris by a Gris in the corners. Arki, Kishnei, Gris, and Baruch, Bekei, Gris. My time, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Shimon, Ksiv, Kir, Ksiv, Kirais. It says Kir and Kirais. Eze, Kir, Shik, and Kirais. Where do you have one, but like two of Eimer, Zekarin, Zavis? Again, if it's Tameh, somebody walks in his Tameh, walks in Beit HaMikdash, it's just Chayav Karis. Nigei Bagadim, B'Puktad Rab Nassim Ben Abtumas Rabbana, the Bayer of Nassim Abtumas Eimer, B'Chayim L'Pricha B'Bagadim Shitahira. How do I know if the Bagadim spreads the whole thing, that the beggar becomes Tahar? Never Karachas V'Gabachas B'Adam, it says the word Karachas V'Gabachas, which means front of the head and back of the head by a person. Never Karachas V'Gabachas B'Bagadim, Ma'alalam Paroch B'Kuli Tahar, by a person, if it spreads the whole thing after he's Tameh, he becomes Tahar. Avkam Paroch B'Kuli Tahar, if it was the beggar was Tameh and spread the whole thing, becomes Tahar, and therefore he brings it into the Beit HaMikdash, would not be Chayav Karis. The Divrei Elu Erechim V'Charamim Vendacious. Erechim V'Puktad Ramei Rabbanu. The Tan Hamarach Pokus V'Ben Chaydish. The Torah did not give a set value for less than a month old. The guy did say he wants to give the Erechim of less than a month old. Ramei Ramei Nice and Dumb, if he gives a subjective value. The Chachamim Ramei Le'Amer Klum, the Chachamim say he doesn't pay anything at all. Didn't say anything at all. He's not chayav to pay anything. Acharamim bepukted Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Rabbanon to Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Rabbanon. Not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Raimer. Stam Acharamim lebeda kabayis. Shenemar kol cherim kadosh kedoshim ul Hashem. If a guy says cherim, even though he could have identified it as cherim kehanim had he wanted to, but the kehanim would have gotten the money. But if he says cherim plain, it goes to beda kabayis. And chumim ayrim stam charamim lakayin. Shenemar kisdei acherim lakayin tiachuz asay. At the field of the cherim, it should go to the kayin. If came out on with loymer kadosh kedoshim ul Hashem. The chayyur, the pasuk says, kaidish kadoshim. Shchalav katcha katcha mechachim kalum. If a person has a carbon that's either katcha katcha mechachim kalum, and he says he wants to make that carbon a chayrim, he has to give the kahanim his ownership in that carbon. Now, a person doesn't own a carbon, but in a certain sense, he does own it. If it's a nether, he has to replace it if something happens to it. So that's called, he has monetary investment in it, and he has to pay it. And if it's in the dava, he might not have to replace it, but he has the right of picking which mishmer he wants to give it to, which is worth some sort of money, and that's the money he would give to the kayet.
And if it's a chatas or something else like that?
Chatas, he also, chatas is, oh, it's interesting, we only talk about nether and the dava. What would be if it's a chiev like a chatas? Does he have the right to wait to the Mishmer? Does he have Taibus Anoa on that? I don't know. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure. I would say yes, if one can make the argument that one is Mechud. Mechud has the right, the same Taibus Anoa. It's not a nether, but he also has to replace it if something happens to it. One can make an argument that both over there, that any Chayt he has to replace, so then he owns, you know, he has a monetary investment in it. Yes?
He only has to replace Chayt for until three festivals.
Not true.
No,
he just offered a lot if he didn't till then, that's all.
But is there any...
He never dropped off.
No, I agree, but there's no reason. He doesn't have to drop everything he has done.
Oh, I mean, he only has to do it
right,
by...
Right, he's not in trouble.
Yeah, but I know, yeah, that's true. He's not offered a lot till then. Correct. Zadik Gemara Vayta Hegdeshes will put the Rebbe of Yaakov. Rabban Tanya Rebbe of Yaakov by Matul Tznura Shel Hegdesh, even a kind of fork that they used to spin gold. Hegdesh Shvicha Sorei Bnei Adam Levdais. You need 10 people to redeem it. Revice Zashka Saita Arivas Egla V'Taris Mitzayra. Revice referred to three different kinds of arguments. What are the arguments? What are the machloekes between Bezin and Zakim Amra? Zashka Saita put the Rebbe of Yeshua. Do you need two Adam on her going into a room alone? For her to, if you don't, she loses her ksuba as soon as she went into a room alone and he knows about it. If she, you need two edim, she doesn't lose her ksuba. The guy grabs the ksuba, it's Makadosh a lady, somebody who bought the ksuba, there'll be karis consequences. He has to warn her not to go privately into a room with two people. However, the actual Hashkar Saita is when she went in alone into a room, and for that you only need one witness or no witness if he himself witnesses. For to ask her to husband, there has to be two people for the stira. Arivas Egla, but booked in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Arivas Egla is in the machloikas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. From what place the body did they measure? Rabbi Elazar Ibn Mitziburoi from his navel, Kiva Ibn Mekaitmai, Rabbi Kiva says from his nostril, Rabbi Yaakov Ibn Mimakim Shanasa Cholo, from where he was killed, Mitzavarai. And again, it depends which city brings the Eglah Rufa. If two cities bring, according to one Tana, one is the Eglah Rufa, according to the other Tana, the other is the Eglah Rufa, the other one is Mutzah Banah, and therefore it's enough Tamina for Kedush.
Is there a Machlekes or a definite opinion what point of the city is measured from?
From the outskirt of the city. The last point is the halachic end of the city. Every city has a halachic end where the house is end.
If you have a flat,
we square off a city, we rectangle off a city.
So we have now a rectangle off city. So now if I measure from here, I'm close.
We measure from the closest place to the dead person.
The closest
place in that rectangle.
I'm going to his nose or his navel. If I come from this spot of this part, flat part of the city, or this part, I got two different.
Okay, where's the body?
Body's right over here.
Okay, so
here's the nose and here's the.
Picked the middle, right in the middle. That's where you go from.
Well, if I go over here, I'd be closer to the nose. If I go over here, I'd be.
We're talking about two cities, right? One city is closer
to whatever,
one.
Whatever measurement you're going to get.
Whatever you measure from the body, you measure direct line to the city from that place.
Try and do a 90-degree angle, is that?
Yeah, you do a straight line.
To whatever.
To wherever part of the city you are the closest to.
So you start from the body and go back, you have the body and go backwards.
That's what they do.
What do you mean the other city?
So where's the other city? Back over here?
Yeah.
Well, it's
the place is this way. It's between two cities. This is the mace. One city is here, and one city is there.
If his nose is pointed that way, it automatically matches that city.
But his tibur is over here. It's close to the other city.
No, I'm going like this.
Well, I have the mace the other way. Why do you have the mace this way? I have the mace the other way.
Well, because then there wasn't a machlokes.
But then there's no machlokes in that case.
Oh, you have the mace going this way. Okay.
No, in which city there's machlokes, who brings the Eglah Rufa? So both cities went and brought one. Nothing wrong with bringing one.
And then
now, once they both, somebody took each of the dead Eglah Rufas and used it to be Mekadesh a lady. One lady is Mekadeshes and one lady is not.
Wait, so they both bring.
They went through the process of Eglah Rufa. Whatever has to be done.
No, because if they don't measure first, then they decide the city brings it, then both cities decide to bring in the city.
You have to measure.
Okay.
Two different opinions which city became Chayiv and Eglah Rufa.
Okay.
So one city went and listened to this one and brought an Eglah Rufa, and the other one listened to the other one and brought an Eglah Rufa. What is a real Eglah Rufa and what is not?
First question is Eglah Rufa is
Hefker? Eglah Rufa is Asabana. The one that's not Asabana is left around, nobody's taking it. As far as the city was concerned, it was an Eglah Rufa. Yeah.
The second question is a little bit off. The whole has to be.
That's all Sugin Saita. Ninth Barak of Saita. See Saita, ninth chapter. It's all Machlokes over there. Yeah, but it has nothing to do with our Sugin here. We're not learning Hilchos Eglah Rufa.
That was off the topic. What's the word Cholot? That was off the topic.
Yeah. What is the word Cholot?
Dead body. They're usually killed by the neck. That's what we say.
That's
just amazing. Right. Rashi says that Savarai, the Pasuk says, it's but from a Pasuk that usually Chol refers to the name. That's the Gemara about Taras Mitzrayim, a book to Rishim Rabbanah. Don Ainley Boyin Yad, Boyin regularly doesn't have a big toe or a big thumb or Aizen Yamanas or right ear. Ainley Tara Lomas, because there's no place to put the blood. But as I'm a nice name, a Kaim of the Yaitse, he puts it in the place in the body next to it. Shimon I'm a nice and I'll smell the Yaitse. So can he become Tar or not become Tar? Karas consequences. Sharecha zeh leket shikhapeya. Leket nashnation volum leket two stalks or leket shloisha ain't a leket. Shikha shneyayim shikha shloisha ain't a shikha. Two bundles are shikha, three are not shikha. Rakulam beishamayim, and all of them beishamay says, shalush la'ani ba'arba la'balabayas. So the question is, the ani took three, is he ayvig zeyla, not ayvig zeyla, machloikus tanoim. Kara's consequences to the Kedushin. Taya Bapukta Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanat Amitzis Bay Lavish Menachama, you should leave it standing there. Layavish Menachama Yavish Menachim, you should give the Aniyim the bundles. Layavish Menachim Yavish Menachri, give it from the pile. Actually, Mirchai, until you smooth it out. Mirchai, once you smooth it out, it became Chayav and Meister. Meister and Meister, you still have to give it, but first you have to take off 10%. Or whatever Chiyuvim there are. So Rabbi Shmuel, I'm Rav Mavish Menisa. Going to Tanakama, once you turned it to dough, you're kind of Bishinoi, you don't have to give it anymore. You owe the Ani money, but you don't owe him any item. He can't grab anything. Going to be small, he can grab dough. Have Kamina for Kedushin, Kara's consequences.
Rashi, were you telling us the fact that if you give Meiser, then you cause the Ani to lose?
That's why you have to give Meiser. You're infringing on his Taya. Taya has to be a 60th. Now, you're giving him less than a 60th, because 10% or whatever percent of that Taya is going to have to be given to Meiser. So you're not giving him your full Taya. He's supposed to get a 60th, and you're cutting on his take.
And therefore?
So you owe him the money. That's why you have to take Meiser first and then give him.
Are you owe, oh, okay. Wait a minute, no, but if you... Isn't Taya Pater from Meiser?
Only if you gave it before Mirchai.
Only if you gave it before Mirchai.
Once you gave Mirchai, now it became Chayim and Meiser, because there was no designated Taya.
So now you take off the Meiser...
And then give him a 60th of what's left.
A 60th of what's left.
Yeah. He can't lose in the fact that you were negligent and you're giving it to him. Something my advice to give him about the dinam of Kahana who I'm in Piyashmua, if he claims he has a Messiah, the Hainam in Piyashmua ain't an Eric. We explained this Machlaikis on Friday. If Kahana views Zakamamre as someone who's arguing a Messiah, and Rabbi Lazar views Zakamamre as somebody who's creating an argument. We pass him like Rabbi Lazar, so therefore when we talk about Zakamamre, we talk about the fact that he's making two tyrants. Your page is Neiman. However, Rav Kahana views Zaka Mamre as a person who's arguing Messiah. So as long as there's no Messiah that doesn't claim, he cannot become a Zaka Mamre. Who am I in Piyashmua, Behena, I'm in Piyashmua, and in Eric. Who am I in Kahu, Behenai, Behena, I'm in Kahu, Behenainu. He says, my Svara, and they say, their Svara, and in Eric. Coach can't want me to be Ashmua Bein Amim Kerech Kachu Bein Eino. I'm for sure if he claims Messiah and they claim Svara. Ein and Eric, Ashiyem and Kachu Bein Ai Bein Ai Bein Ai Bein Ashmua. Teda, Shalei Harg was Akavi Ben Malalo. They did not kill Akavi Ben Malalo, who argued on four things, claiming he had a Messiah, and told his kid to listen to the Rabbanon, but he claimed he had a Messiah, therefore he was not a Zaka Mamre. Makes no difference what the sources are. Nerag, today shall Yerbu Machlaikas be Yisrael. They should have heard Halacha L'Maisa. Because even though he held that way, he kept his opinion to himself.
Rashi says the son didn't get him a sorrow because it was
Piyachid. Right. Meaning that in order to have a valid Messiah, we measure who gave the Messiah. If people claim I heard it from 20 people, and one he says I heard it from one, his Messiah would be butthole. But he claims he also heard it from many people, and therefore his Messiah is just as good. But since his Messiah has now there's no one else that believes him, he's the only one with that Messiah. Obviously, the other Messiah takes over.
When we talk about a Messiah, we spoke about a Messiah by his birth.
Right.
It's the same kind of, he can't go from father to son?
He can go from countries, it doesn't go from individuals. If that's the Messiah in a country. We're not talking about Menchagim now. Somebody has a minig that he makes kiddush standing or sitting or upside down. That's fine. He can do whatever he wants.
Kashas of a bird. We spoke about.
Yeah. I'm just saying it doesn't go in person.
Yeah, I understand.
Isn't that he says Mepiashmu and they say Svara? Because the Archoner says the Raya, the Havamin of the Raya is because he says his opinion first, which means his opinion comes with quote unquote more validity. And the answer is why the fact that he organizes it is not because he claims more validity, it's just because it's his opinion, and his opinion is always more valid in his eyes, and therefore it doesn't mean anything. Then you mention him tomorrow morning 6 o'clock.